This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The initial thought was that the drive belt was faulty, but in actual fact, we've got the pulley here is kind of melted and broken. So we're just trying to work out how to get it off so that a replacement can be obtained and fitted on the next visit or something.
Okay, and you're optimistic that...
Oh, yeah, this is fixable. Yeah, as long as you can get the part.
It's mid-morning at the Search Bistro in Haliburton, and today, in the back room, Neville Tibbett is trying to fix a snow thrower. It's a challenge he's come all the way from Toronto to solve as one of the many volunteer fixers here at the Repair Cafe.
I love fixing things. It's my hobby. It just gives me a good feeling.
Watching Neville work on her snow thrower and diagnose what needs to be done fills Ann Spears with a sense of confidence and gratitude.
If he can't fix it by watching him, I will likely be able to fix it myself when I get the right part, which is even better than having someone else fix it for me.
It is.
The Repair Cafe concept was the brainchild of a Dutch journalist who in 2009 aimed to combat a throwaway culture and promote sustainability. The initiative has since spread all over the world, adopted by more than 2,300 communities. Diane Woodcock, program coordinator for Search's Repair Cafe in Haliburton, says local residents have welcomed it with open arms.
That initiative made really a lot of sense for Search to embrace it because, you know, the idea is to, you know, obviously reduce, reuse, and recycle, keep things out of the landfill. And that's really, the Thrift Warehouse is very big about that as well. Repair Cafe is very connective. It's very educational, and which is another component for Search, is that we have traditionally done a lot of training and education on many different levels, whether it be the moms program, helping moms learn different things or connections or whichever. And Repair Cafe is kind of the same in that it connects people. It is very purposeful for our fixers, obviously, but also for the community. It's very joyful, actually. It's a lot of fun, for one thing. And the excitement that happens, like we ring bells when we have, you know, when something's fixed, bells got rung and or get rung. And so it creates a huge amount of excitement. But a part of that also is to teach people to, you know, maybe next time they're going to bring in, I don't know, say they're, I'll use textiles as an example. They have to get their pants hemmed. So the next time, they'll be able to manage it themselves. Or a switch on a light gets switched out for them. And then they go, oh, okay, I never thought I could do... Many people can't imagine that they actually can fix things. So it's very educational as well.
All right, so Hannah, what are you working on today?
So today this is a dress. And I actually just finished re-sewing the hem on it. Like, yeah, so it wasn't too hard, but because it's black and white, my first thing was to use black thread, but then I could see all the stitches, so then I switched to white thread and tried to stitch just on the white part and kind of avoid the black part. Like here you can see like there's no stitches right here, right?
Yep.
And so that worked better, and so I just finished. Yay.
Hannah Curtis sits at a table with a few other female fixers. There's a woman working on a sewing machine while others chat and wait for their next assignment. For Hannah, the Repair Cafe is more than just a way to give back to her community. It's a chance to get out, talk to people, and perhaps even pass on a few of the sewing tricks she's picked up in her lifetime.
It's nice to be able to fix something, and we try to get people to learn, you know, so I try to show them. Sometimes I get them to do some of the work, you know, which, you know, sometimes they, you know, they need a lot of help to do some of the sewing, right? And even, you know, we've seen some of the ladies, they brought stuff in and we didn't know how to fix it, so we go on YouTube and we try to find some videos of, you know, some suggestions on how to fix a problem.
With her dress now rehemmed, Nancy Louch is thrilled and thankful.
She did an excellent job. It's as good as new.
Though he wasn't able to fix the snow thrower on this visit, Neville knows he'll have it up and running once the part's installed at the next Repair Cafe in May. Next time, he'll be ringing the bell because the snow thrower will be working once again. He says his approach to repairing things is simply to stay open and inventive.
Just wing it. Just, you know, Use your imagination. Quite often I'll say, well, how do we open this thing? Well, we started off, we opened the wrong side the first time around. We opened the other side and said, oh, no, it's not here. Okay, close it up. Let's try the other side. It's learning. It's fun. Yes.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.